transportation news, you may be seeing some changes coming to the roadways in our area. We'll have details. It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Senator John McCain has never faced a battle like the one he's facing now. He has brain cancer. Dr. Sanjay Gupta talked to McCain's doctors.
It's an aggressive brain cancer. I mean, if you look at numbers alone, the average survival is around 14 months. But this is the same type of tumor that Senator Ted Kennedy had. This is the same type of tumor that Beau Biden had. But there are people who with treatment, do survive longer. About 10% of people will survive 5 years or longer, you know, so it's very tough to put numbers on this sort of thing, but that's the data that you'll read if you look at the current literature around glioblastoma.
Former President Barack Obama is calling John McCain one of the bravest fighters he's ever known, and Mr. Obama said on Twitter, cancer doesn't know what it's up against. Give it hell, John. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, himself a cancer survivor, says cancer just picked the wrong guy to mess with. A new Potomac River crossing will be studied, but the battle to get even this far is exposing some of our region's big divides.
It may be harder here than almost anywhere else to get consensus on big projects like a potential new bridge.
I really drove hard on asking people to take off their parochial hats and think regionally.
Rockville Mayor Bridget Newton also chaired the Transportation Planning Board. With two states, the district, and dozens of counties and cities, it can be almost impossible to get everyone on the same page.
We are one region, and as a region we grow, or as a region we don't.
The bridge will be studied as part of TPB's long-range task force with a preliminary report expected by the end of the year. Also on that list is another metro tunnel into Roslyn, expanded HOT lanes, and more bus rapid transit. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County supervisors could soon be making a lot more money.
At their meeting tonight, the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors will decide whether to approve a 62% raise that would go into effect in 2020 when the next term starts. This is Board Chair Phyllis Randall.
It's a tough item because one of those items that just on its face doesn't look great, and I will admit that.
Randall is hoping the public will provide its input before the meeting because at the last one, only a handful of speakers showed up. If the raise is approved, board members would make at least $67,000 a year, up from about $45,000. Tonight's meeting starts at 5. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police and prosecutors in Baltimore have opened investigations after a video surfaced that appears to show a Baltimore cop planting drugs at a crime scene. One officer has been suspended, two others placed on desk duty. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is inviting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to visit a free health clinic for the state's poor. McAuliffe says the Republican senator could hear firsthand stories from people who struggle to get adequate health care. The small town of Round Hill in Loudoun County has a population right now of about 600. But that could nearly double if the town council approves an expansion plan.
Mayor Scott Ramsey says expansion has always been part of the county plan, and now
we're starting to look at, is it time for us to actually include more of the people that live in our community into the town?
He says people who would become part of the town would have to pay town taxes, but would also get town services, including a utility rate discount.
We've heard informally from people over the years that some of them really want to be brought into town, be part of the decision making. Other people have indicated that no, they don't ever want to be in town because they don't want to pay town taxes.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,641, the NASDAQ at 6385. Sports, the Nats lose for the first time in 7 games. The O's get another win over the Rangers. WNBA, the Mystics get an overtime win. WMAL News Time 604 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this price is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have early delays on the Capitol Beltway. Update now sponsored by Spot Hero. For you, if you're coming out of Maryland into Virginia, crossing the American Legion Bridge, that's the scene of the overnight crash, and the cleanup continues on the American Legion Bridge. It's that far right transition lane that commuters use to get onto the George Washington Parkway, and right as you come off of the Clara Barton Parkway. So that's the story there. Lots of activity going on. Arrow boards are there. And the delay is almost back to 270 now. So, again, Maryland into Virginia, you'll need extra time for that Potomac River crossing. On the Interloop side, coming out of Tysons, no rubbernecking delays. You're doing great, so good job there. Now, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, still looking at this accident. In fact, there were two separate incidents. They looked minor, but again, causing the distraction south of 410. One was on the right shoulder, then just beyond, one on the left shoulder. Delays from the Beltway, so leaving Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, very heavy. No problems to report heading over the southeast-southwest freeway, either direction, 395, good, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with a high eventually up to 98, then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Leesburg, 72 in Germantown, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. A report says the CIA is no longer funding anti-Assad rebels in Syria. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Thursday morning. Coming up on the show in about an hour is Katie Fong. She is a legal analyst. She'll give us a preview of O.J. Simpson's parole hearing. He is up for parole. There's a pretty good chance he's going to get out. 7:35, it's Byron York from the Washington Examiner. And at 8:05, Danica Rome, Virginia House of Delegates candidate, joining us. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. It's Thursday morning, of course, so that means there's Trump news.
It's every day.
Yeah, which is every day. That's the joke. There's Trump news this morning, and it's that yesterday, in between meetings, the President of the United States invited the New York Times into the Oval Office and had a sit-down interview with several of its reporters. And I don't know what your reaction is just to that portion of it. But it's always struck me as kind of bizarre that the president has regularly called places like the New York Times fake news, yet then grants them extensive interviews in the Oval Office. I'm just throwing that out there. Interesting. Not sure that's the right strategy, but that's the one he's taking. So he invites the New York Times in, and in this interview, the big headline out of yesterday, and I think across the aisle, is that the president is now saying that he would not have picked Jeff Sessions to be the attorney general if he knew that he would recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Now, luckily, the New York Times has helpfully posted some audio of that from yesterday. So let's listen to the president, first of all, talking about Jeff Sessions.
Sessions gets the job. Right after he gets the job, he recuses himself.
Was that a mistake?
Well, Sessions should have never recuse himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Now, he further goes on to say that that Jeff Sessions, his current attorney general, is being unfair to him.
He gave you no heads up at all?
Zero. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, you know, I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair, and that's a mild word, to the president.
Okay, so he's still hurt about this Jeff Sessions thing. Let's remember what Jeff Sessions did for President Trump. Jeff Sessions, the Alabama senator, the strongest immigration senator in the entire Senate, is the first person to declare, the first person in the Senate to declare support for Donald Trump. He goes, they go to Mobile, Alabama together. This is I think in late 2015 or mid 2015. Go to Mobile, Alabama together, and Jeff Sessions takes that Make America Great Again hat and puts it on right on stage. He hadn't even announced his endorsement at that point, but there he is, standing there being one of the earliest backers of Donald Trump, well before anybody had any sense that Donald Trump was going to be the odds-on frontrunner and was clearly going to be the president of the United States. He was there from the beginning. And by the way, he's also the ideological mooring in many ways for the Trump administration. Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon, of course, are in the White House trying to guide the ideological aspects of the Trump administration. But Jeff Sessions is the Energizer Bunny behind the immigration stuff and behind the president of the United States being very hawkish on immigration. Clearly, the president has these views, but Jeff Sessions is the guy who can do it practically. So it's, I think, amazing to see the president attacking his own attorney general here. But what do you think? What do you make of this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. How are you reacting to the president giving some glancing blows again now to Attorney General, Jeff Sessions yesterday?
You know, I woke up to this morning, and I had the TV on watching the news, and I hear this, and I didn't think that audio was very good. You heard the audio. So I thought it was leaked audio. I initially think this is leaked audio. I'm like, what is going on? He's got to know who was in the room when he was saying this. We got to find out who the leaker is. And then I find out, oh my gosh, no, he said this purposely out loud in an interview with the New York Times. What are you thinking now? The only thing, and I'm going to try to get inside Donald Trump's head, and
go
I know it's
it.
A scary place, I get it, but I wonder if he figures, well, if I say something to Jeff Sessions behind closed doors and I say, look, you know, if I had known you were going to recuse yourself, I never would have chosen you. If he did it that way, which you would think that's something that you have a private conversation about, everything he says gets leaked. Everything. It'll be another collusion incident or obstruction of justice or something along those lines. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to come out to the New York Times and say it. They're going to know about it anyway. They're going to publish any private conversation I have anyway. So might as well just tell him.
Yeah, I think what's made him great is also what's given him some liability, which is that he always speaks his mind. And I know for a fact that his supporters find that to be the most refreshing thing in the world, that he speaks what his truth, right? That his mind, what's in his head. He's telling people, this is what's going on. But the effect of that is that he's attacking his attorney general in a New York Times interview. Why? Why even go down that road? And so he's sitting in the Oval Office yesterday, again, speaking to some New York Times reporters, and Jeff Sessions takes a couple shots as a result. We'll be tracking that. Other news made out of this New York Times interview is that Robert Mueller, or let me first go to James Comey. We'll get to Mueller.
There's a lot here.
There's a lot here. James Comey, he says, President Trump believes that James Comey was potentially threatening him with the dossier. The nonsense dossier, you know, the one that
BuzzFeed
included, yeah, the BuzzFeed originally published, that was being discussed. According to the New York Times, Mr. Trump recalled that a little more than 2 weeks before his inauguration, Comey and other intelligence officials briefed him at Trump Tower on Russian meddling, as we know. Mr. Comey afterward pulled Mr. Trump aside and told him about a dossier that had been assembled by a former British spy filled with salacious allegations against the incoming president, including supposed sexual escapades in Moscow. The FBI has not corroborated the most sensational assertions in the dossier. Far from it, actually. In the interview, Mr. Trump said he believes Mr. Comey told him about the dossier to implicitly make clear he had something to hold over the president. Quote, this is the president speaking now. In my opinion, he shared it so that I would think he had it out there, Mr. Trump said. As leverage, the New York Times asks. Yeah, I think so, Mr. Trump said, in retrospect. So now the president's saying, you know, now that James Comey really has become an opponent of President Trump's, now saying, I think he was holding this out there as a threat, that this was a threat to me, that this was leverage.
Which now I think that's various. I think that was a very smart thing to say, because James Comey testified, well, in hindsight, I think this, I think that, and made President Trump out to be an enemy, as if President Trump was kind of leveraging him. So he turned it around on him. He goes, yeah, I think Comey was trying to leverage me.
A lot more to come from this New York Times interview. We'll share with you Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, acting director Andrew McCabe.
A lot of the greatest hits.
More from this Times interview breaking this morning.
6:15 Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we still have two major delays underway here, and one Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you leave Greenbelt, going southbound inside the Beltway for the crash after 410. In fact, there were two of them. First one on the right shoulder, second one left shoulder, so just a bit to look at. Again, so the Baltimore-Washington Parkway slow that entire length just even prior to getting to the Beltway now. So Greenbelt past 410 into Riverdale. And through Chevrolet, 50, you've been doing okay this morning. DC 295, not too much to tell you about there, which is always good. Big delays on the Beltway, Maryland, to get to the American Legion Bridge. So if you're heading from Maryland into Virginia, this will affect you. Bridge span, that's where crash cleanup continues. The accident happened around midnight, but it's all still along that far right transition lane. A lot of activity, delays from the 270 spur. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, the first thing you need to know is there is a heat advisory in effect from noon until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun. It's going to be hot and humid. High of 98 today with a heat index as high as 105. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 79. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 96. Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, the President of the United States sitting down yesterday for a lengthy interview, what the New York Times is calling wide-ranging, because that's the cliche way you refer to an interview that lasts more than 15 minutes if you're a reporter. It was a wide-ranging interview. We talked about things. Among them, Robert Mueller, who's, of course, the special counsel now, the president saying he wanted to be the FBI director. And I just interviewed him, actually, prior to him being named special counsel. And he's got all these conflicts. I can't even tell you about some of his conflicts. What? Let's find out what he said. He was critical of Mr. Mueller, a longtime FBI director. The New York Times reports reprising some of his past complaints that lawyers in his office, meaning Mueller's, contributed money to Mrs. Clinton's campaign. He mentions this yesterday in this interview with the Times. Quote, this is the president speaking. He was up here and he wanted the job, Mr. Trump said. After he was named special counsel, quote, I said, what the hell is this all about? Talk about conflicts. But he was interviewing for the job. There were many other conflicts that I haven't said, but I will at some point. So President Trump holding out a threat that Robert Mueller may have conflicts that the public isn't even aware of yet, that he could roll out soon. No indication that he's set to fire Robert Mueller because he is capable of it, but he's definitely annoyed by the guy.
Can you blame him for being annoyed by him? I honestly believe that, and I may be phenomenally naive, and I'm admitting that this may be my own naivete, but I do think, as you said, Vince, one of the things about President Trump that his supporters like is he's just honest. He just says it. He just puts it out there. He's honest. And I know people who don't like him won't think that way. But I believe that when he's like, yeah, let's do an investigation. That's fine. I've got nothing to hide. Let's do this. And now it's being stacked with Democrat supporters and people who contributed to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama. And I just don't think that thought ever crossed his mind. He never thought the idea of playing politics was going to come into this, that, oh, this will be an honest investigation and this is how it's going to go. That was just never a possibility on the horizon for him.
If you were going to pick a guy to lead to orchestrate a cover-up, you're not going to pick the guy who can't keep his mouth shut.
Right.
President Trump just cannot keep his mouth shut. He's just, I'm going to talk about it. Okay, let's talk about it. I'm going to give you answers to these questions. Rod Rosenstein, let's move to him. He's the deputy attorney general. Of course, the second that Jeff Sessions recused himself, he stepped up, Rod Rosenstein, to take over everything. And the president said he was annoyed when he found out where Rod Rosenstein was from. Remember, Rosenstein was a former federal prosecutor from Baltimore. This is the president speaking, quote, "There are very few Republicans in Baltimore, if any." That's how the president assessed Rod Rosenstein. It's like, there's not that many Republicans in Baltimore. What's the deal? He complained that Rod Rosenstein had, in effect, been on both sides when it came to Mr. Comey. He said the deputy attorney general recommended Mr. Comey be fired, but then appointed Mr. Mueller. Of course, we've talked about that at length, who may be investigating whether the dismissal was an obstruction of justice. Quote, "Well, that's a conflict of interest," Trump said. "Do you know how many conflicts of interest there are?" Moving on, he goes to FBI Director McCabe, and we've talked about this before, too. Andrew McCabe, who is the acting FBI director, the president was upset that, you know, Mr. McCabe's wife, Jill McCabe, received nearly $500,000 in 2015 during her losing campaign for Virginia State Senate from Governor Terry McAuliffe's PAC. And, of course, Terry McAuliffe, close to Hillary Clinton, and, you know, suggesting to the president, this is a Democratic family, you know, why should I have faith in Director McCabe now, too?
Right.
So he has no trust for anybody in this whole tree of people who are associated with either investigating him or enforcing the laws of the country.
And honestly, if he did have trust in these people, I would think, wow, you are far more naive than I ever thought you would be. I believe he came into this process very naive, thinking that the Republicans were going to protect him and that they were going to support him. And I don't think he anticipated the backstabbing by Republicans that don't like him. I don't think he anticipated, as I said, you know, packing Democrats onto these investigations. And I just think he thought that everything was good. This is going to be fair, and I'm going to get a fair shake. I won the presidency fair and square, and I'm going to be open and honest. That's what the people want. And now he's getting hammered by it, and I think he's totally off his footing because of it.
All right, in a second, I'm going to play you some of the audio from his conversation on what went down in that Putin-Russia meeting that everybody's making so much hay about this week. Stay tuned. 6:22 now on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Gaithersburg or Thursday in Tysons. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's premier rock group, Max Impact, Saturday, July 29th at 7 p.m. at National Harbor Plaza for their Upbeat Americana series, and Friday, August 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Air Force Memorial for Heritage to Horizons. These free concerts are open to the public and will feature all your favorite tunes from rock, country, pop, patriotic, and original music. No tickets needed for these free concerts. For more information, search USAF Band.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning. Cool.
Good morning, and I have better news, Mary, on the Beltway. Update is sponsored by UPSjobs.com. All lanes have been reopened on the American Legion Bridge, and for commuters that are sitting in the backups coming off of 270 and on the spur and around from Old Georgetown Road up ahead, the distraction, everything cleared. So now it's about improving the pace getting into Virginia. So still plan for the time, but nothing blocking anymore. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Park Police said the incident was on the shoulder, southbound inside the Beltway as you pass 410 Riverdale Road, but still big delays leaving the Beltway and again getting in through to Riverdale. Now let's go to Sandy Spring, Maryland. If you're coming out of Olney, or I should say south of Olney, that's where we have a crash, overturned vehicle, and we are shut down on Norwood Road, right near Sandy Spring Friends School, north of the Adventure Park, if you're familiar with that area. It's one lane each direction, and they have stopped traffic due to that crash. UPS Freight is seeking full-time city drivers and part-time dock workers in Landover. City drivers must have a CDLA. Apply at UPSjobs.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun at a high to 98. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
Our lot has been made by the press over the past few days about an undisclosed meeting that President Trump had with Vladimir Putin at the G20. They were at the dinner with all the other G20 leaders. Here's President Trump explaining to the New York Times what went down in that dinner.
Toward dessert, I went down just to say hello to Melania. And while I was there, I said hello to Putin. Really pleasantries, more than anything else. Was not a long conversation, but it was, you know, it could be 15 minutes, just talked about things. It was very interesting. We talked about adoption.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Russian adoption, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always found that interesting because, you know, he ended that years ago. Mm-hmm. And I actually talked about Russian adoption with him, which is interesting because that was a part of a conversation that Don had with us, meeting that I think, as I said, most other people, you know, when they call up and they say, by the way, we have information on your opponent. Mm-hmm. I think most politicians, I was just with a lot of people, they said, who wouldn't have taken a meeting like that?
And so there you go. This is President of the United States saying, hey, that's what Don talked about, Don Jr. So yeah, I was talking about adoptions with Vladimir Putin. Again, fully forthcoming. He's telling them, obviously he's predicting that that conversation might leak anyway, so he may as well be the one to tell it. Again, the Russian government clearly very interested in getting the Magnitsky Act overturned. That's the center of this. A lot more to come from this New York Times interview. Very interesting. Check it out today, 6:28 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on a full charge? It's also full of innovative technologies, like the standard 10.2-inch diagonal color touchscreen and 8-inch diagonal driver cluster. These deliver valuable real-time information like battery levels, range estimation, charge settings, and climate controls, all at your fingertips. The all-electric Chevy Bolt EV isn't just a great electric car. It's a great car.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Fabric,
individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there is one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at FortinetFederal.com.
Coming up on WMAL, you know, right now you're probably sitting in traffic or you're trying to get to work, you leave early. Well, there is going to be a study that is going to figure out or try to figure out how to get you to work faster and easier. May include tolls, may include extra lanes, may include metro. Got all the options for you. It's coming up. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. News is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Senator John McCain is now going to have to do battle with an aggressive form of brain cancer. Fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's keeping McCain in his prayers.
Talk to John. Said, yeah, I'm going to have to stay here a little bit longer, take some treatments, and I'll be back. And we talked about 5 minutes. You know, it's going to be a tough way forward, but he says, I've been through worse.
Former President Barack Obama said on Twitter, cancer doesn't know what it's up against. Give it hell, John. President Trump tells Senate Republicans he wants some kind of bill that would either fix Obamacare or end it.
Complicating things for Republicans, the Congressional Budget Office has stepped in with a report that if Obamacare were simply repealed, which is one option, while nothing takes its place, 32 million Americans would lose coverage. Outright repeal and let the marketplace decide is an option some conservative Republicans favor. The latest Senate idea of repeal and delay would give Congress 2 years to come up with alternatives, since Republicans have had trouble getting to agreement on replacement.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. A federal appeals court panel has cleared the way for work on the Purple Line to resume, possibly allowing even actual construction to begin. Atop the to-do list for now for planners is securing funding from the Federal Transit Administration. A police body camera appears to have caught a Baltimore cop planting drugs at a crime scene. Police and prosecutors have now launched investigations. A top House Democrat is calling on the head of the Coast Guard to reverse a new policy, closing off portions of the Potomac River to recreational users whenever the president or other top officials go golfing at the Trump National Golf Club in Sterling. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,641, the NASDAQ at 6,385. Sports, the Angels shut down the Nats to snap their six-game winning streak. The O's get their third straight win over Texas. WNBA, the Mystics rally and beat Atlanta. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice. Have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old, dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 40% off any hard surface cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala, September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala, mrc.org/gala.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland seems to be where we've had all our early trouble spots this morning. And for 270, coming out of Rockville, early delays. And again, this is to get onto the 270 spur heading into Virginia. However, the crash and the incident that caused all the delays on the American Legion Bridge is completely cleared. Nothing left to check out. So now we're trying to recover, again, these delays. 270, again, heading to the Legion Bridge and the Beltway coming through Bethesda near Old Georgetown Road. So get ready for that. Normally don't have that sizable backup this early. Now, top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, slowing. Crash south on Maryland 95 as you pass 212. That, please tell me, confined to the shoulder, but I'm definitely seeing delays there. Better on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's below speed heading inside the Beltway past 410, scene of the earlier crash. Traffic is alternating now in the Sandy Spring area on Norwood Road near Excalibur Lane. That puts it north of Adventure Park or at Sandy Spring's Friends School. One lane gets by at a time. Overturned vehicle crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Get ready for some more hot weather today with a heat advisory during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun and a high to 98. The heat index should reach the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 96. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Burke, 74 in Bethesda, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. If you've been listening, you already know this. This is a truly busy news day. 7:05 this morning, we have Katie Fang, who's a legal analyst, to talk about O.J. Simpson. Could be a free man soon. Katie will have a breakdown for us. Byron York at 7:35 here on Mornings on the Mall. He's from the Washington Examiner. He's going to get into this New York Times interview that the president gave yesterday, among other things, maybe some healthcare conversation. And then Danica Rome at 8:05. She's a Virginia House of Delegates candidate. He'll be stopping by with us as well. Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
And a lot of people sitting in traffic, as you know the drill, the commute in and out of the district, just miserable on most days. And not even, I've noticed, it's not even during rush hours anymore. Rush hour now extends to 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy on some of the roads. So there was yesterday a... The Long Range Plan Task Force, was on Tuesday. The Long Range Plan Task Force of the Transportation Planning Board, which is part of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. Whew. Figure that out.
Well done.
Big bureaucratic organization. That's all you need to know. They're going to be doing a study for, and it's a long-range plan, on how to ease congestion in this general area. You've got, you know, Montgomery County and the district and Northern Virginia, and how we're going to do that. And we actually spoke about the proposed bridge, a new bridge north of the Legion Bridge.
The second bridge crossing.
And actually, AAA at Mid-Atlantic came out in support of a new Potomac River bridge crossing north of the Legion Bridge. Well, there's some other things that they're going to be investigating in this study. 10 different things. I just want to bring out some of them to you. If you want to comment, you can. 888-630-9625. One of the things that I think a lot of people have an opinion on is adding toll lanes to, like they have on 95 and the 495 express lanes. They are coming to Interstate 66 and Interstate 395 in Virginia. But they're also discussing added lanes where feasible on existing limited access highways, including portions of the Beltway, 270, the Dulles Toll Road, and US 50. And expand if they expand the American Legion Bridge, putting some toll lanes on that as well. So like express lanes. Also new express bus service on network connecting major activity centers. But the idea of tolls and paying tolls if you expand the roadways and pay tolls. Now, they're talking about expanded express lanes, but also just making some of these roads toll roads, in order to urge people to carpool. That's a big thing. They want people to carpool, which I think is a wonderful idea, but I just don't think it's feasible. Every place I have ever worked and I've lived in LA, and I've lived in New Jersey, and I've lived in Texas, and I've lived here. So I've lived all over, and they're always pushing carpooling. But it's ridiculous. Vince, you could pick me up in the morning. I'm not that far. I mean, it's three blocks out of your way. But you leave at a different time than I do some mornings.
Well, as long as I get a tax credit or something for it, I'll pick you up.
You know?
But I've got to get some sort of kickback. I can't pick you up and take you to work.
It's got to be the Colonnais kickback?
Yeah. I need some money.
But you know, so they'll be like, why don't you guys carpool? Well, they'd be collecting less than in parking meters, and that would be a problem, right? So the idea of toll roads, and there are a lot of people say, look, I don't drive those roads. Why should my tax dollars go to expand those roads or pay for those roads when I don't drive those roads? Make it for use. If you drive them, you pay for it. That is the thinking behind a lot of toll roads. They're also talking about using technology such as traffic lights on highway on-ramps to meter traffic. I have to tell you, I hate those things. I don't understand them. I hate them because you can see a big break. Look, there's no traffic coming, but the light's red and I can't merge on. But there's no traffic coming, but I can't merge on because the light is red. And
well,
then when the light is green.
Well, that's because of all those other lights that are preventing people from rushing the highway.
But then when the light is green, I have to go. But now there's traffic. I could have gone before when the light was red. I could have gone. Leave it up to people to try to use their brains to merge on. Most people are stupid when it comes to merging. But I hate the lights on the on-ramps. They drive me absolutely crazy. They're also considering overhead signs to direct drivers to slow down because there's a traffic jam coming, or to move out of blocked lanes and improve travel information and signal timing. And they're talking about adding lanes or improving intersections and interchanges in what are considered hot spots, adding more reversible lanes on major roadways as appropriate. I like the reversible lanes. I think that's a great idea. I think that should expand across to more parts of the country. You know, out of the city, out of congested areas, make more reversible lanes. I like mm-hmm. that. But I think the one that most people are going to want to comment on is the tolls. 888-630-9625 is the number. We'll find out what Vince has to say about all this and paying more tolls, and what you have to say about this as well. Any suggestions for the task force? It's 643 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, if you haven't ordered Genucel and its immediate effects for 50% off, now is your last chance. Chamonix has extended their crazy inventory clearance sale for 2 weeks only. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness today, and then you'll get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And of course, the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join the million satisfied customers who feel confident in their eyes, face, and body. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. The free Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is only available while supplies last. Call or click now and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance sale is good for only two more weeks. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Interstate 95, seeing the delays with us here as we push north. Pretty normal volume in Aquia and again Dale City. Beyond that and heading up toward the Beltway and paying the tolls looks good for everyone. HOV lanes on 395, quiet. Now, here's where we've had some major delays this morning. Over the American Legion Bridge, we had the overnight crash. It's been cleared now, but it's about clearing the volume coming off of 270 and around the Beltway from 270 to the Legion Bridge. Maryland 95 southbound. That's where we have the crash south of 212. Watch for that activity slowing us almost back toward the ICC. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we settled down inside the Beltway. Crash after 410 has been cleared out of the travel lanes, getting better. A little bit of volume north of the Beltway, just that morning rush hour through Laurel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You're ready for some more hot weather today with a heat advisory during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun at a high to 98. The heat index should reach the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 96. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still stuck at 79 degrees, but enjoy it. It is now 627 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
Yeah, 647. Sorry about that for those of you who panicked. 647. So they're going to be doing a study, the Regional Task Force for Transportation is going to be doing a study to figure out how to get us places faster and spend less time sitting in traffic. Some of it to encourage carpooling. They want to restrict parking, less parking, because you know there's so much of it now. Less parking, but also toll roads. Let's build extra lanes. Let's have more express lanes, a whole network, and make them toll roads. 888-630-9625.
Well, I have a feeling that a lot of people in D.C. who want to see the congestion dropped would like to see that all the transient people who pass through on, like, the Beltway pay some tolls on the way through. You know, use the same roads that a lot of people are using to commute into work every day. And it'd be nice to, you know, collect some tax, some more revenue from those riders. I know that if I drive to, like, New York City right now from Washington, D.C., I'm going to incur a lot of tolls. I think it was something like $40. I'm not sure what the toll fee is going all the way there. Drive to Long Island. What do you pay crossing the Verrazano Bridge? Like $15 or something? It's crazy the amount of tolls going north. Do we want that for the D.C. area? Right now, you sort of have an a la carte option for the most part. You can choose a toll lane or you can stay on the main lanes, mostly. But I do see why the people would suspect there was an upside. The downside to me is revenue collected in tolls does not suggest to me that they're going to stop collecting tax revenue in other ways, property taxes, consumption taxes. We won't see any sort of relief on that front as a result of tolls coming into place. It'll just be more things to pay for. And that, of course, is an upsetting proposition.
Absolutely. More money. Paul from District Heights, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Paul, do you have a solution, a suggestion?
You know, I admit I'm not a traffic engineer, but I remember 30, 40 years ago when they built the ICC, there was a big controversy. There were protests at the White House, and don't build this. And the traffic engineer said, build it. It's going to solve all our problems. Then the ICC, the Intercounty Connector, build this. It'll solve all our problems. We're still talking traffic problems. There, I don't know what the answer is, but there's something wrong with the way all of us live today. We all want too much. I think we're too greedy, whether we admit it or not. If we don't want to make a hell of the whole East Coast, we're going to have to, I don't know, live more
like
Thoreau did.
In summary, basically, you were told it was a problem. They said, okay, this will fix it, and yet it didn't. I mean, this is sort of a classic government case. It happens all the time. And now, all these many years later, Paul, we're still dealing with it.
The government, they're here to help. 650 on WMAO.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options and save even more with UMUC's open education resources. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
And it is time to find out how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning. Happy Friday Eve.
Good morning to you. Futures are slightly higher right now, pointing to a flat to higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets in Europe and Asia are higher. Crude oil's trading slightly lower at the moment. Politics may weigh on the markets today with Senator John McCain's brain cancer diagnosis as business leaders wait for the promised Trump corporate tax cuts. But lawmakers took a step toward that last night. Late, the House Budget Committee approved a Republican fiscal plan that could begin to clear a path. The markets may like that. Companies reporting quarterly earnings today include Microsoft, Visa, eBay, many more. Dow component Travelers will report in moments. On the economy today, we find out how many people applied for unemployment benefits last week. The 146th Open Championship begins at Royal Birkdale in Southport, England. We fondly call it the British Open here in the States. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and 630 AM WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about selling your home. All sellers have certain things in common. They want top dollar. They want to move as easy as possible. Wouldn't you like to have the assurance of a guaranteed sale and an easy move? You can. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed, in writing. If you're a home seller working with the Reynolds team, they may already have your home sold to one of their 5,500 ready home buyers in their waiting program. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. That's what Roger and Angela did. They called the Reynolds team. Using their database of ready buyers and pre-marketing their home, Debbie and Sarah sold their home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. Get the Reynolds team working for you. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
655 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Interstate 95. It's about the volume pushing through Aquia and again toward the Occoquan. We see that every morning rush hour, and it starts early. For Maryland 95, normally don't see this heavy delay, but we have a crash. Distraction is going to be southbound 95 prior to the Beltway after 212. Most of that confined to the shoulder, but we're checking it out, so slowing us beyond that. Not seeing a delay to merge onto the Beltway, but Beltway heavy through Silver Spring. Improving at the American Legion Bridge. Longstanding crash has been cleared. Now it's left us with delays slower than normal out of Gaithersburg into Rockville onto the 270 spur. Beltsville, oh boy, this is a little bit stinky. We have a trash truck apparently dropped its load of trash southbound Route 1. Do watch for that. It's before you get to Powder Mill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today with a mix of clouds and sun and a high to 98, but a heat index into the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms may pop up tomorrow with a high of 96 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 656 on WMAL. So a long-term study is being done to figure out how to reduce the congestion in this area, in Maryland, in Northern Virginia, in the district. Talk about things like toll roads, in adding lanes, increasing public transportation, and new metro lines, another bridge. Any ideas on any of it? You got a good idea? Let's go to Larry from Virginia. Larry, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Larry.
Hi. Well, first off, I'm glad I'm not on Route 1 in the middle of summer with trash all over the road. Good grief.
me too.
No, but the whole premise is strange to me. It's like we pay for to have a road built, and then they want us to pay again to use it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Right, with no sense that there's going to be relief on the back end.
I mean, if it's one or the other, I'm all for it. But, you know, both, I mean, the toll road that I'm on right now is supposed to be temporary.
That's a great point. Toll roads, as you said, are supposed to be temporary. How many times have we been told, oh, this is just a temporary toll just to pay for, you know, for the cost of the road, but then it's going to be free? Those tolls never go away. They're like taxes and entitlements. They never, ever go away. Mike from New Windsor, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Mike, do you have any ideas, any suggestions?
Well, the study showed that way back when they originally designed 95, it was supposed to go through D.C., and D.C. fought it because they didn't want to have a bridge going past where all the monuments and things were. But, that, you know, the studies have shown that would take a huge amount of pressure off of 495. And, you know, when it was built in the early 60s, we didn't have the tunneling stuff we have now. They could tunnel right through it just like they did in Boston.
Oh, the Big Dig, that successful project?
No, I didn't say they had bad contractors. I can't help the ceiling falling in.
Yeah, that was a disaster. I wouldn't use Boston as an example of what we should do in D.C. because that's pretty much a very bad example. I understand, though. Thank you, Mike. I understand not wanting to have a big bridge where you have all the monuments and everything. I get it. D.C. is beautiful.
It's easy to say that now. I mean, but you do have, you know, on 395, there's some pretty unsightly portions of 395 blowing right past some beautiful sections of D.C. It's whatever. I mean, my at this point, though, the hope would be that we can figure out a way to solve it. I look at, like, the express lanes, and I'm not sure if they're working as intended, but when I see the prices getting up into, like, the mid-teens for just getting your car on a piece of roadway, I'm like, holy... I mean, I think the joke has been made in headlines before. This is literally highway robbery. I'm going to pay $17 to travel down a road? No thanks. I guess I'll just sit in gridlock traffic. Yeah, and I suppose that's the point. They want everyone traveling at speed, but I'd rather not pay the exorbitant fees on those toll roads.
No, absolutely not. And they have to realize there is a cost point where people say, not happening. It's just not happening. All right, well, thank you for all of your wonderful suggestions. Maybe they will listen to us coming up on WMAL.
All right, so O.J. Simpson could be a free man soon. We'll find out, get to the bottom of that case with Katie Fang, legal analyst, 7:05.
And also, President Trump gave an interview to the New York Times. We're going to play some of that for you. And also, we'll have Byron York from the Washington Examiner at 7:35 to discuss it as well. It's 7 o'clock.